You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gilley. We got a big one on Sunday. Eagles-Giants, 1 o'clock up at MetLife. Saquon Barkley returns to New York. And hopefully the Eagles return to playing some good football. And maybe get a convincing victory. You trust them? I don't. 215-592-9494. Kyle doesn't either. Will we get a Hugh Douglas guarantee by 2 o'clock? The people are waiting.
Yeah, the clock is ticking,
it
too,
is ticking.
Huh?
You changing your mind on that one?
Are you moving
a certain direction on the guarantee?
I'm up here talking to my man, trying to figure out where I can find me a muscle car. What you talking about?
You're at work.
Yeah, but I'm saying is he
texting
me? I am locked in. Do you see me multitasking?
What did we just ask you?
What is going to guarantee the Eagles win?
He heard it.
I heard that part.
And?
I was almost confused. I was like, wait a minute. He asked me something before.
Thought I got you there, huh? Are you going to guarantee it?
No. Oh. No. I'm going to guarantee that we win, but it's going to be ugly.
That's what we've been asking.
We just want to guarantee a win.
I'm not going to guarantee like a definitive win. It's a win. Oh. I say we're going to win. It's going to be ugly.
But a guarantee is a guarantee.
All right.
We're back at waffling.
I'm not waffling. I got a take. I have a take.
What is it?
That this is going to be an ugly win. It's going to be an ugly win.
So they might win. They might not.
No, they're going to win. I feel like they're going to win.
Sounds like you are guaranteeing it.
I mean, if that's how y'all want to spin it.
No, I want.
Y'all see, you want me to say, I guarantee a win. That's what you want me to say.
Conviction.
I don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't feel comfortable. I said they're going to win. Ain't that good enough?
This morning we had Elliot Shore Namath on the air saying that he guaranteed an Eagles victory.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Elliot. Elliot's different.
That's true, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot is different.
Elliot is different. All right, let's see if the people trust the Eagles. Obviously, Hughes says he does, but the guy doesn't have a couch yet. He's looking for a muscle car in his new house. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to guest takes coming up in a few minutes. Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Oops, I did it again. Oh, hey, what's going
what's
on?
What's up,
hey,
Bruce?
Oh,
baby, baby. Oops, I did it again. He ain't gonna let that one down.
No,
for a while.
It's too good. All right, go ahead, Bruce.
Man, I'm still laughing at a couple days about that, man. I'm telling you. But anyway, Joe, man. I mean, I'm 100% in your corner, man. Hell to the no, like Whitney used to say. I don't trust them at all for Sunday. Even though they're the better team, they got the better weapons. The whole Saquon story is a good undercurrent to the game, but you know I don't know who was that. I think it was Lane Johnson that they did the take on the other day, and when he spoke about the communications problems, the play calling, and all that was that right there. I nearly jumped out of my seat when I heard that, because basically he validated what the fan base has been saying all along about. What we were seeing, it's like, don't worry about Sirianni. We got this. Everything. No, everything is not under control. And if you look at the Giants, they're a good defensive team. Okay, they have a good defense. So now it's going to be offense, because I think our defense, they're going to be able to. I think that we're going to get a better game out of them. But it's going to be about this offense. And what are we going to see different from them this Sunday? Because if we walk in to them with the same thing that mess that we had against Cleveland, we probably will not win that game. Okay? So they better come with something different. Or if they're continuously having the same problems, then they might not win the game. They just might not win. I'm sorry, you.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm plant-based.
No, Hugh's the plant-based one. You should be apologizing to us, really. I mean, that's the reality of this.
No, you're fine. You're fine. What is it, Joe? What is it when they
Bruce,
when
good
they,
phone call.
What is it when they call, like, say, you don't fix the problem until somebody tells you to fix the problem. What is that called?
I'm not sure, but it's the Eagles.
Well, it's okay. Say, for instance, you say if your wife's telling you to put the toilet seat down. That's always been a good one. And then all of a sudden, like 50 times, like she leaves you.
And then all of a sudden, that?
Well, I'm just saying, it's a bad analogy.
That's awful.
This that's a bad lot. One. That's a tough
but
way
you,
to go
she
out.
Keeps telling you put it down. She keeps telling you put the toilet seat down, and then she leaves you, and then you start putting the toilet seat down. What would you call a person that does stuff like that?
A slow learner.
That's what this team is, man. That's what it kind of feels like. Because you know we were just talking about how it feels like when they feel pressure when. For a team that says they don't care what anybody says on the outside, they sure feel
like they're more
so
reactive pressure. Than proactive.
So yes. There it. You go. That's what I was trying to say, and I long talked my way out of
that's
it.
What I'm
but
here
that's
for.
Exactly what I was
well,
trying to say.
Well, good thing we have two people here to
proactive.
Speak.
Proactive. They're not proactive.
To give a little,
they're reactive.
To give a little,
I got you. Hugh.
They're not ahead of the curve. They're behind the curve.
Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, that was a bad analogy. Yeah.
You got us. It's all good.
So I think where Hugh's going with this is about an hour ago, Sirianni was asked why the offense doesn't look like Kellen Moore's offense. And he seemed to say, we try to do things our players do well, almost alluding to the idea maybe Jalen doesn't do that well. Hugh, what did you see? You saw a little video of earlier practice today. What are they practicing?
Yeah, I guess somebody tweeted out that the quarterbacks are practicing taking snaps from under center. Interesting.
So I don't know. Now, I don't know how often they do
that
anyway.
Today.
But how often are they under center in games?
Tush push,
yeah. Obviously.
But my point is this.
That's basically it.
My point is this. If it didn't become an issue until it became an issue that was talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit ears. Everything.
Reactive.
Rabbit ears.
I got another word. Oblivious. Like, it's going to take them. It's going to take us to get them to do. Like, what are they doing?
This is irritating.
You know what? Maybe they're right.
Love this team, but this is irritating. This is so irritating. We watch film every day, and we self-scouted all the time, and we corrected mistakes every day.
Why do that when you can just listen to WIP?
I don't understand. I don't understand it, man. We trying to win football. We trying to get to Louisiana. Ike going to ride with me. Ike riding with me. He said he was going to ride. Damn, we got to get this together this weekend, man. We got to get this together this weekend. This is not comfortable. This is not comfortable coaching. It's not. The fact that you had some outsiders going in here and say, this is the most unprepared team that he's seen in a long time, and now all of a sudden you're having trouble moving the ball. And now people talking about the under center thing. Now you want to put him under center?
Oh, I got two theories for what that is. And you tell me which one is worse. Okay? Theory one, their outside noise dictates what they do.
Yes.
That's theory one.
Sounds like a pretty good guess.
Theory two, they're doing it to appease us at the portion of practice that is open to the media.
In both of those scenarios that you just presented to me are stupid if that's the case.
Do you remember, Kyle, a couple years ago when Jalen had fumbling issues and they did like a drill at the
fumbling
open?
The
fumbling drill. The media only is there, and obviously we're not. We're here in the studio, but like Elliot, right? Elliot's at practice. They're only there for us, able to view a certain amount of practice. So it makes my eyebrow raise that the stuff that everyone wants them to, quote-unquote, work on or fix, they're doing
it's always seen at the beginning of practice.
Always seen. Right. That makes me wonder, like, are we doing this for show, or are we doing this because we think we need to feel better at
this? How about you do this for me with a football game? I've never seen – that's a snowflakey stance to take, Joe, to me, all jokes aside. I would care less. I know he's under a lot of heat, but do yourself a favor. If you want this thing to cool off and not give us something to talk about or give us something to talk about to death, stop giving it to us. There's a thought. Stop giving it to us. Stop doing stupid stuff so that we can talk and say, see, here we go, snowflakey. You're out here. You talked about tackling the drill. You put the donut up. Now you start using like real people to tackle. You're talking about the emphasis on getting the game started. Now you want to put the court. Stop doing stuff that people talk about then. Stop doing that. Stop listening. Well, no. If you want to listen to the station, go ahead. Be my guest. Listen to the station. We appreciate that. But you can't get mad when we point it out. Can't get mad when it's pointed out.
No, you can't do it. 215-592-94. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Yo, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What are you feeling today?
I got to ask you a question. I just want to put it on the table. I need to hear his response. Hugh, you've been, you know, since you came back up to the area, you've been following the Eagles. I think Sirianni's been the coach since you came back, right?
Yes.
Are the Eagles a well-coached football team up to this point?
You're asking me to answer that question?
He is asking you.
Okay, Mark.
Point blank.
Mark.
Point blank.
And you're going to think that I'm long talking. I'm not.
You already started long talking.
No, Mark. Listen to what don't let Joe and Kyle influence you. But this is what I'm going to say, Mark. I came up in a different coaching era that when you look at it, it's a little bit of a dinosaur. It's antiquated. I think that when you look at what Coach Sirianni has been able to do over the last few years, he is a good coach, and these guys respond to him. I can't say whether or not the coaching is good or bad.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's more about results. And right now, this team is 3-2. And Coach Sirianni is in still a good position to get this team where it needs to be. And I know, Mark, that's not the question that you asked.
That was a tap dance, dude.
That was not a
tap dance.
Wait, can I talk to Mark? Don't let them two do that.
Where'd you get those tap dance shoes?
Don't let them do that. Listen to what I'm saying, Mark. This is what I'm saying. This is still a fluid situation. And I don't feel comfortable making that, you know, assumption, especially in the position that I'm in. I'm not there every day. And if this team responds, I think that they're in a good spot. I think they're going to respond this weekend.
Yeah, but here, listen.
Sounds like a politician.
I know it's a different generation and this and that. Football, at the end of the day, is football.
It's not rocket science. You're right.
Right, and it's a physical sport. You got to tackle well. You got to block well. You played for a great defensive coordinator. You played for a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, seriously. Is this a well-coached football team up until today? Yes or no?
I have my questions.
How's no sound? How's no sound?
Listen, Mark, to answer your question, I always, and this is what I do, full disclosure, because Ike was kind of like the guy that paid attention a whole lot. Like, Ike knew the deal. Ike probably still has
He took notes in class?
His playbook.
Yeah.
Like, Ike probably still has his notes from this defense.
You take notes in class?
It was more of like I was like osmosis kind of guy.
Mark, it's a great phone call.
osmosis kind of guy.
I want to know which tap dance shoes you bought on Amazon.
No.
Were they the jazz one with the full sole? Because I'm surprised you spent $113 on tap shoes.
But the point that I was making is this.
Listen to Hugh Tap.
There are times when even I question whether or not I remember things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask Ike. I'll be like, wait a minute. Did yada yada yada? He'd be like, yeah.
These are actually nice. I could see you wearing these. The men's black and white Oxford tap dance shoes. Would you not wear these? Look at these. If you were tap dancing. Those are nice.
I did a little tap dancing. I ain't gonna lie. Because I'm operating from a position of being antiquated. Like I used to play. These guys are in the locker room now.
But you're watching on Sunday. They look well coached.
Yeah.
You weren't honest with Mark.
No, I was honest.
That was a tap dance.
I was honest.
At least he played along with it.
I was honest. I was as honest and as fair and bad. I was as plant-based as I could possibly be.
You didn't give an answer.
I did give an answer.
No, you didn't.
I said from my
perspective. It was a yes or no question, and we got neither.
I said from my perspective, I can see where he's coming from.
Fill in the blank.
That's not
yes
an
or no.
Answer,
I got an essay writer
your opinion.
Over here.
You didn't give it to him.
Hey, we are in an election year, so I'm entitled to tap dance.
Oh, you can't pull that card. You can't pull that one. Let's talk to Rashad in South Philly, and then we'll guess the takes. What's up, Rashad?
Yo, fellas, what's happening?
What's up, man?
Yo, man, thanks for having me.
You got it, buddy. What are you thinking?
What's up, man?
First and foremost, you. Congrats on the crib, man. Love it, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. I got plenty of confidence in the Eagles this Sunday. I got to take the week off. I think the Eagles run the table these next six games. They got 12 games left. Six of them are W's. My hot take, man.
I'll take it.
I mean, I love it.
Is that six guarantees?
Six in a row?
I think they go on a hell of a streak, six in a row. And you know what? You know what, man? I like what BG said in the locker room after the last game when he said that was over. The speed. The first four games, some of them were the preseason games. You get the kicks out. That was over, so they started the fifth game with the W. I think they run the table these next six games.
Ooh, well, Rashad, if they
man,
do
I
that,
hope
man.
From your lips to God's
man,
ears.
So I'm looking at the schedule right now. Good phone call. At the Giants.
Commanders and Cowboys.
Uh-huh. At the Bengals. Home Jacksonville. At Dallas. Home Commanders. At Rams. That means we are 9-2. Headed to Baltimore.
And we're going to feel a whole
Sunday,
lot better.
That's talking one seed. That's talking one. Talking
yeah,
Super Bowl.
Feeling a whole lot better about Louisiana.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is it 5 o'clock yet or is it what time? Is it 1:16?
What
does
it mean? Like happy hour or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it felt like. We don't even know if we could trust the team on Sunday, and now all of a sudden we're 9-2 talking number one seed in Louisiana.
Six wins.
I just want to win this weekend.
Did you put in for your week of vacation for Super Bowl week?
No, I didn't. Not yet. I'm still that's still up in the air. Yeah.
Somebody's not committed.
No, I'm going to wait until
We're going on the company's dime.
Yeah, we're going on company's dime. I'm waiting for that. I
told him he's going to have to pay for his own trip.
I'm waiting for that ship to come in.
You're not going, buddy. You're staying right here.
I was like, back in the day when your parents would say, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. I'm waiting for that ship to come in, man.
It is funny. When the Eagles do look the part, I remember in 2022, around this time, we started like asking Rod, like, "Hey,
what's up with the trip?
We going?
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Because at this point, then they were undefeated.
All
so
they gotta do
like...
is give me gas money. That's it. That's all I need is gas money. Let me get some gas money. Well, and probably a place to stay. Because I don't think we're gonna go straight through.
Do you get
we're gonna make some stops?
Do you get money to stop at Bucky's?
Oh yeah, I get
Bucky's
well, yeah,
fund.
Yeah, but that's like miscellaneous money, right? That's
it's called the Bucky's fund.
Yeah. You know what I'll probably do? I'll take that. We'll probably space out how many times we're going to get a hotel room and we'll have that expense.
Yeah.
But instead of the hotel room, we're going to take that, whatever the money is, and that's going to be the Bucky's money. Because we got to get some of them brisket sandwiches and some beaver nugs. And we got to get some apparel. We got to get some Bucky's swag.
We need the swag, yeah.
We need some Bucky's swag, and we got to get some hats and T-shirts and stuff. Yeah. We're going to do that.
All right, last caller gave us a big take there, thinking the Eagles are going to win six games. Or why don't we give some takes? So let's guess the takes for week number 7 in the NFL.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes. All right, what is everyone talking about Monday after an NFL week? And what are the takes that you're going to see out there on Monday? We try to get ahead of them. We try to guess them. My guess the take for this week is someone's going to come out and say on Monday, Tom Brady has to drop the broadcasting gig and just be an owner. I don't know if everyone has caught this. The rules came out this week. Tom Brady officially was accepted as a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. So I think
yes,
he was 10%
yes.
of the team.
I thought it was 5. Maybe. It might be 10.
Okay. But it's a small amount, but yeah. it's not nothing.
Not significant.
Right.
It's not that significant, I should say.
But still, he has to abide by the rules of ownership because
yes.
he's technically an NFL owner now. And with that, there's this whole set of rules that he has to abide by even when he's broadcasting games. He can't go to practice. He can't talk to the coaches, which obviously will limit the job he does on Sundays. But, Hugh, the one that caught me is he can't publicly criticize officials. How are you an NFL broadcaster? And, by the way, he's on the first team on Fox. He will have the Niners-Chiefs on Sunday. It's the biggest game of the weekend, a rematch of the Super Bowl. How can he not criticize an official? Now, let's just play it out. Let's say there's a terrible roughing the passer call. Mahomes doesn't even get touched, and they give him the flag. He has to say, that was a bad call. It's literally his job. At some point, I think someone's going to realize he's got to give this up. He can't do both.
Yeah, but they're gonna milk this as much as they possibly
Probably.
Can. They're going to milk this as much as they possibly can. And as long as there is not a public outcry, which I don't know if it is or isn't, about his broadcasting acumen, then he's going to probably be there. No question about it. I've heard a couple of the games that he's done. I mean,
it's boring.
It's different. It's different. It's not when Greg Olsen did it.
He's better.
Yeah, Greg Olsen would take you behind the game, and he would say certain things and nuances about the game that I would sit there and go, oh, I forgot about that or something like that. Yeah, it's some guys that do a tremendous job of making you feel comfortable going to work on Monday talking about football because they give you so much information. You sound real smart at the cubicle.
And I think part of it is because they go to the practice. They
yes.
talk to the coaches. They have the inside info.
Yeah, they get those little storylines
yep.
that other people don't get to get. Yeah, so yeah, he can't bring that to the table.
It's a disaster for Fox. They're paying him $30 million, $40 million a year, and it's like you're getting half a broadcaster. Hugh, what do you got? What's guess to take for this week?
Yes, my guess to take is, and this is kind of piggybacking on what transpired over the last couple of weeks, Matt Williams got thrown under the bus.
Mike
Williams. Got thrown under the bus by his quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Basically said he ran the wrong route or whatever. Devontae Adams trade, doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers still stinks.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers is somebody. Yeah, I had to develop this because it was kind of hard to figure it out. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers did his damnedest to place blame on Mike Williams and the fact that he ran the wrong route. And the same day, I would even guess to say that he was on the plane during the game.
Definitely.
He was on his way to New York. It's not going to make a difference.
2 weeks in a row, Rodgers throws a bad pick late. 2 weeks in a row, someone else loses their job.
Yes.
First it was Saleh, then it was Mike Williams.
That's a good one.
Who loses their job this week when the Jets lose? All right, Kyle, what are you guessing for guess the takes this week?
So I think a lot of people are going to be happy about what they see when they turn on First Take in the morning on Monday because people have been waiting for this for a while, specifically Eagles fans, because we talk a lot about Jalen Hurts. Now he's not playing great. His numbers, his turnover numbers. After the Chiefs lose to the 49ers, we are going to have people saying, you know, maybe Patrick Mahomes is regressing.
Uh-oh.
That's a strong one.
Well, his numbers have stayed pretty okay for a year and a half now, right? His numbers have not gone back to where they were 3, 4, 5 years. Now he won the Super Bowl last year, so that's the whole thing. But regular season numbers, yeah, it's been a while since it's like wowed anybody. And that's a big one Sunday, Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs and 49ers.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.